came as a surprise to us, and I think that we were very close to finalize a deal where all sides would come to an agreement and proceed with the diamond sales from the Marenga area. I believe that still we can find a way to move forward. We had no choice but to issue our press release urging our members to refrain from exporting goods from the Marenga area, given the fact that the United States and the European Union and Canada and Israel has voiced some reservation about that decision of the chair. Now, I think that this could be resolved, and it could be resolved quickly. I'm confident that with goodwill on both sides, on all sides, we'll come to a resolution that will be satisfactory. It is in our interest in the industry to have all producing rough diamond countries in the system than being out of the system. So we look forward to resolving this as soon as possible. Having said that, because of these differences, we issued this warning to the diamond industry membership.
Eli, what is really the problem with the Kimberley process failing to reach a consensus on Zimbabwe? What are the sticking points?
I think that we must come to the table. The differences are very narrowed now, and we have to just have goodwill from both sides, from all sides. And once we have that, and I'd rather not go into the details because sometimes this could be something, could be a deal breaker. But there are talks that are taking place as we speak, and people are speaking informally and trying to resolve the situation. And the lesser we go into the detail, the better it will be at this time. But I believe that this could be resolved, and it could be resolved quickly.
Is the Kimberley process fighting within itself?
Well, again, the Kimberley process is made out of 75 countries, and obviously people have different approaches and different attitudes of how to reach to a conclusion, and each one can have an honest belief that his way is the right way. So we have to find the common ground, and sometimes that takes time. But we have seen crises before the KT, and we overcame them. This is a little bit more serious than the previous ones, but I believe that we will overcome this too. We have no other option.
We have seen the Zimbabwean minister coming out time and again saying the reason why Zimbabwe is being stopped from selling its diamonds is because of the international sanctions against Zimbabwe from the European Union, the US, Canada, and other countries. Do you believe that this is the issue?
I think speaking politics now and going to other areas would not be constructive. I think we should stick strictly to the business at hand. From my discussions with all parties, there is a tremendous will to resolve this thing. And I have been speaking to all parties, and we will continue to do so and use our influence to try to bring everybody together and to resolve this thing. So I think going into other issues would not be helpful.